Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Dave, we didn't have a chance this week to talk about the reception Sammy Sosa got at the Cubs convention last weekend. It was all pretty positive, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Tom Ricketts announced that Sammy was going into the Cubs Hall of Fame along with Derek Lee, and they brought Sammy out. He was holding an American flag, as he did in that first game after 9/11, and got a big ovation. Everybody, it was pretty much a love fest for Sammy Sosa this weekend.
Yeah, I guess all of the talk about steroids and corked bats forgotten. At least it appeared that way.
I don't know if it's forgotten, but I think that at this
we
point,
forgive.
At some point, bygones are bygones, I guess.
Yeah, well, he was fun for a long time, and back in 2001, Marianne and I were on the field before a Cubs game, and we had a, I don't know what you call this, kind of a bizarre interview with Sammy. So let's go back into our dumpster of memories and listen to this one more time. Marianne and I with Sammy Sosa at Wrigley Field.
Where do you take your wife when you want to take her on a nice date?
Well, pretty much, I take her to Paris.
Don't give Marianne any ideas.
I love
to
that.
To Monte Carlo. Very nice. Very, very good place. I can tell you. I can tell you Monte Carlo, so those places.
You know, and do you take her out on a date often?
Often here?
Often to Paris, to Monte Carlo?
Yeah. Yes. Every opportunity we get, we flying.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you...
when you're working so hard, you know.
Right. Well, and, you know, including tips, you make a couple hundred bucks a week, so you can do that.
Yeah, about $150, $200.
on a good week. And now that you're really part of our community here, we're going to close up with a Chicago fast food quiz for you. Just a very quick test on food. Pizza, you like thick or thin?
Pizza, you know, I used to be eat pizza pretty much all the time in minor league. When I was in minor league, you know, now I eat pizza, but not like I used to, because now my menu is different, you know. I can afford everything that I want now. But really, really, I used to be killed of pieces. Oh, Lord. Late night menu, whatever, John, whatever, Hispanic guy, pizza, I don't know. At the hotel, really, 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 they have some kind of like don't somebody late night menu pieces. Hold on a second, because this is night. Hey, they have a late night menu in the hotel when you have not. They have some pizza.
Sammy asking Joe Carter now for the pizza information.
No. They have
and Sharon Panazzo from the Cubs front office. They're consulting each other on the name of a special pizza.
The late night menu.
Yeah, when you call there, they say we have pizzas, but they had to call to outside the hotel.
Domino's.
No. But Domino's closed too earlier. Domino's closed about 11.
Where's that?
Well,
at
the hotel.
What hotel?
In every hotel we stay.
Every hotel?
I don't know about Domino's.
It's like he must be talking about Tombstone.
Tombstone.
That's
the frozen.
All right, let's move on.
Charno, they deliver.
Okay, Italian beef. Sweet peppers or hot peppers?
Italian beef. Female or... Just kidding.
Sweet peppers or hot peppers?
Well, sweet pepper, I guess.
Okay.
It's sweet. Right? Help me out here, please.
No, there's no right or wrong. Hot dogs, be careful on this one, Sammy. Ketchup or mustard?
Ketchup.
Oh, no. In Chicago?
Right.
Yeah, ketchup. I eat hot dog every time, like before the game, I eat one hot dog. Right before the game, one hot dog.
Every day?
Every day.
With ketchup?
Yeah, with ketchup. Only ketchup.
Marianne, don't listen to him. In Chicago, you don't use ketchup.
Ketchup. Huh? I mean, that's the only way to eat a hot dog. If you eat a hot dog, it's with ketchup.
Okay. I mean, I like ketchup. I don't like mustard, though.
Here's the last food question. Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi. Pepsi challenge.
And now for Chicago's growing Hispanic population, Marianne has a last question for you, Sammy, in Spanish. Here you go.
All right. Con la cantidad de hispanos que hay en esta comunidad y el número sigue creciendo, ¿cuál sería tu mensaje para todos los fanáticos y admiradores de los Cubs que hablan español?
Bueno, principalmente un saludo, especialmente gracias por invitarte a tu programa. Me siento muy contento. Me siento feliz de la vida porque hemos estado creciendo en todos los continentes, se puede decir. Nos están abriendo la puerta, nos están reconociendo más que anteriormente y me siento feliz de la vida. Y nada, el mejor consejo sería que miraran a los juegos de los Chicago Cubs, que estamos ahora jugando muy bien. Y nada, creer en Dios, que es lo principal, que es la persona por qué, la razón que estamos aquí en este mundo. Y oírle un buen consejo, y creo que más o menos llevarse de los buenos consejos y trabajar fuerte, perseverar, el que persevera triunfa, creerle en uno mismo, y cuando uno quiere triunfar, que uno quiere llegar donde uno quiere llegar, uno va a encontrar muchos obstáculos en el medio que no quieren o que le van a decir cosas para alejarlo de la idea que uno tiene buena, pero que no se preocupe por eso, que sigan hacia adelante, creerle en Dios, que Dios lo bendiga, lo quiero a todos y un beso.
And that was a little gesture from the heart. Sammy, did you just ask my wife to go to Paris with you?
She's not my wife. She's your... So you got to take it to Paris. You got a responsibility now.
What did he actually
say?
Okay,
no, he said, I'm happy because we're a growing force here and in the world. That's the Hispanic community he was talking about. And the best advice and message he has for people out there, watch the Cubs. We're doing well. That's what he said. And then he said, have faith in God, work hard, persevere, don't be distracted from your goals, believe in God, God bless you, I love you all, and here's a kiss.
And he did the little...
And he did the thing he does for his mother.
Right, yeah. Are you sure that's the correct translation? I thought what he said was...
Baseball been very, very good to me.
Sammy Sosa from our Dumpster of Memories 2001. And you're not the only one who can conduct serious sports interviews around here. He was fun. And was it Pepsi? Didn't he do the commercials for Pepsi and Pepsi Challenge? I think he did.
You covered a lot of ground there that I wouldn't have thought to ask.
Yeah, so. Fortunately. I know. Oh, man.